anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions about your pets. We're open to your comments and questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Miss Lexi.
Whoop, whoop.
And brought to you by Colette Travel. We are going to tropical Costa Rica October 6th for 9 days, and I'd like you to join me. You can book and save $100 per person now, and you can call Colette at 800-581-8942. The booking number is 1299-885, but you can learn more on TalkinPets.com. Also, Vitacraft, for the best cat treats out there that you could get for your cats. It's called Vitacraft Lick and Lap. You could get it at Vitacraft.us, at Walmart.com, or in pet stores. Don't forget, in the promo box, put the word pets. You'll get 10% off of Good Pets Foods natural supplement treats for your dogs at GoodPetsFoods.com. We want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Well, now, I was born on a Texas ranch, but it seems like I never did get the chance to cut the mustard like my daddy Rover, roll in the grass and get dirty all over. I'm a dog, registered beagle. The name of our little old ranch was the LBJ. When I was just a long-eared, wet-nosed pup, Big Daddy Lennon come and pick me up. Held me 7 feet in the Texas sky, and he said to a bunch of newsmen standing by, "His name's him. Him's a he-dog." Some of them fellas didn't believe him, had to look for themselves.
I think you can tell under the chassis. 818-818-6401. You know, I wanted to say, also Life Boost Coffee, 58% off your order. If you're a coffee drinker, also they have Champagne Bliss Tea. So if you're a tea drinker, and they have them in pods, they have the little travel bags that look like tea bags, but it's actually coffee, which is amazing. They have everything you can imagine, and they give back to wildlife, and they have farming out in Nicaragua where they actually, the families actually farm this. It's not mixed with other beans, which a lot of coffee companies do, and I think that's why it's so pure. There's no pesticides, and I have acid reflux. This does not affect me at all, which other coffees do. And they have energy drinks as well. So check it out at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. You got to put the /pets in. It'll take you to the site. You'll see me on there. And you can get 58% off your first order. And I always say order big because you don't get it on your second and third. So order big on your first one and get 58% off. I guarantee you're going to love the coffee. And we do give away, bags of coffee on the show here when we play games. We have the regular coffees like light, medium, dark, or the mushroom coffee or the decaf medium. But I'll tell you, Life Boost Coffee has every coffee flavor you can ever imagine. And I can't say enough. If I don't have my coffee in the morning, you don't want to be around me because I'm irritable. Once I have my coffee, I feel great. And Life Boost Coffee is amazing. Also want to say, give a shout out to one of my good buddies, Sal. It's his nephew's birthday, and they brought in a whole bunch of animals for them, like snakes and a porcupine and rabbits, a guinea pig, also rats and turtles. for the kids to learn about and touch, which was pretty cool. There's organizations out there that have these smaller type of animals that could go to parties and all, which, you know, I think are cool, but I'm not real big on, like, if somebody shows up with, like, a tiger cub or a lion cub. Not a good idea. Right,
yeah,
Julie?
Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
I was waiting for your input on there.
If you ever see somebody doing a sideshow thing like that, hey, report them, too, because that's illegal.
And that's what happened with Tiger King. He was doing a lot of, come and touch my cub. And then he ended up, never mind. You know where he is. There's a lot of people asking about his cub now. So, 818-818-6401. You know, she sold that property in Tampa Bay. She sold it for quite a number of millions of dollars, the property.
I know. I think we had a conversation about this earlier, but I was curious as to where. There was a lot of lions and tigers and other animals.
Yeah, Carol
there.
Had a lot.
Several times.
Yeah, Carol actually had a lot there
no
the
bears.
Last time. And she had a gorgeous white male lion, which was beautiful. I don't know.
I hope that they're all safe somewhere.
I don't know what Carol Bascom did the last time I was there. You're right. She had a lot of animals. She had a good setup there.
Very
and
good
And literally
setup.
Almost in my backyard. And the thing is that, I'm not sure where they went because Tippy is a good friend of mine. Tippy used to take in a lot of animals at Shambhala.org. Tippy Hedren. You know her from the movie The Birds. Her daughter is Melanie Griffith, and her granddaughter is Dakota Johnson from the 50 Shades of Grey movies and all. And she has a wildlife preserve there, but I know she doesn't have as many cats as she used to. But, you know, Tippy's in her, I think she's 90, 91 now, and, you know, she's up there too. So, you know, we all know when we get older, I know you young people listening right now are going, ugh, whatever. Hey, wait until you get older.
Exactly.
Things get a lot harder. It's the same thing with, you know, dogs will live up to, depending on what breed you have, I mean, large breeds anywhere from even 6 years, but up until like maybe 8, 10, you're lucky at 12 years, the dogs will live, you know, cats will live longer. Smaller dogs, smaller breeds like Pomeranians and all, or Bichons, they can live into their 20s. But the thing is that as they get older, like in people, we become more geriatric, and we become slower. Things hurt a lot more. So, you know, you got to take that into effect. And when we're young, we feel like we can do anything. But one day, you're going to get old, if you're lucky, because some people won't for whatever reasons. But just, you know, respect your older animals and your older people in your life, because they've gone the gamut and they've learned a lot about life in itself. So I think a lot of people don't in this country and other countries as well respect older people, and they deserve the respect for living as long as they have and putting up
Indeed.
With as much as they have.
Yes.
And that's the same thing with animals. If you've got it, you're doing something right. If you've got a large dog that's living, you know, older years past the geriatric stage. Yeah, how old is your Xerxes now?
He's going to be 10, and he doesn't have a white hair on his body. But I think that's because of the way I feed him.
So let people know what you have.
I have a 148-pound pure German Rottweiler. He is a show champion, and he's wonderful. And I make all my own food. He lives on organ meat. And vitamins and vegetables. He loves kale and spinach and everything. I put turmeric and I put ginger and flaxseed and chia seed and garlic in his food. And he's hikes the mountains every day. And like people look at him and they go, "Your puppy's so cute." And I go, "He's almost 10." They can't believe that he's almost 10 years old. He'll be
Amazing.
10 in August. Yeah,
I can't believe it. I can't believe he's almost 10. I remember when he was born.
He's a baby.
I used to bring him to the show all the time.
I have pictures of him when he was a baby.
Hey,
and
don't forget,
shiny.
by the way, if you want to listen to the program and you don't have it on a radio station nearby, there's a couple different ways you can do it. Go to talkingpets.com and you can click on Listen Live and listen there. You can also go to the podcast section and listen to any of the shows afterwards, and there's tons of them on there. You can also go to Alexa and hit and just say, Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and it'll bring the show up right now. Or you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. So, check us out, and after a story by Jilly, I've got a trivia question coming your way, and if you win it, you can pick a great prize. We've got a lot to choose from today. So, stay tuned. 818-818-6401. Write that number down. 818-818-6401. And the great Sydney is there at CRN to answer your calls and put you on the air with us. This is Talkin' Pets.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Would you give your dog food that's grown in a lab? It sounds like something futuristic, but the future is already here. At least in the UK, that is, where they've just started selling dog treats made from lab-grown and lab-grown meat, the latter of which has been produced by London-based company Meatly. According to its website, the meat comes from a small sample of chicken egg cells taken from a single egg, after which no more animal products are used in the production process. The cells are then cultivated with vitamins, minerals, and amino acids and put into a large steel incubator, a bit like where the ones that beer is made in, where the cells are given the right conditions to grow and replicate. Theoretically, this could produce an endless supply of chicken. Meatly has said that its product is the world's first cultivated meat for pet food to go on sale, after having gained approval to sell the lab-grown chicken in the UK in 2024, a process that required the company to show regulations that the product was both safe and nutritious. One of the reasons some are looking at lab-grown meat products for pets in particular involves the impact of the animal product industry on climate change. In the U.S. alone, it estimated that about a quarter of animal-derived product consumption can be attributed to cats and dogs, using up land and water and leading to the release of up to 64 million tons of CO2 equivalent methane and nitrous oxide. That's a lot of greenhouse gas emissions, which is not good news for the climate. Cultivated meat offers a tasty, low-carbon, and healthy protein source, which has the potential to eliminate farmed animals from the pet industry. However, it's not necessarily as clear-cut a picture as it seems. Some research has suggested that once production is scaled up, lab-grown meat could be worse for the environment than beef. Still, research has shown that there could be a demand for it, with one study finding that even some non-meat eaters would be willing to feed their pets cultivated meat. It could be a while before owners get the chance to eat lab-grown meat, though. The UK has yet to approve cultivated meat products designed for human consumption, while places like Italy, Mississippi, Florida, and Alabama have straight-up banned any such product. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
From my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
There's a lot of weird science out there nowadays. So, matter of fact, I've got one interesting to talk about a little bit. But before we get into the conversation about lab meat, Maestro, can we get... There we go. It's trivia time. And if you answer this trivia question correctly, we are going to send out to you... Vanna? Oh, that's a different show. We're going to send you, actually, some Life Boost coffee, or you could go with Lick and Lap or purse sticks from Vitacraft. You can go with Good Pets Foods for your dog. There are supplement treats for your dog, and they come in three different... The ones that we give away is Hip and Joint Plus, Multivitamin, and Daily Probiotic. We have Power Paws, and these are little socks for your little dog. We have them in the size for, like, Pomeranian. I have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We've got... dog books from Chicken Soup for the Soul to the brand new ones that just came out. And we have a petite harness for like a chihuahua if you want to go with a harness, as well as a penguin bracelet, or so for kids. If you can answer this question. So, this creature can eat almost anything and survive for long periods with almost nothing. Researchers in cancer labs have fed them highly toxic carcinogens, which they ingested regularly until they died of an old age. What creatures are they? And I'll give you a hint. They're a household pest. These creatures can eat almost anything and survive. For long periods with almost nothing, researchers in cancer labs have fed them highly toxic carcinogens, which they ingested regularly until they died of old age. What creature is it? And it is a household pest.
I got it right away, so if I can get it, you can get it.
818-818-6401, that's the number. 818-818-6401. But, you know, I mean, the way the world is going, we might all be eating lab meat in the future. So you might have to get used to it. But for dog food and cat food and all, I don't really see a problem with it as long as, you know, it's tested and all. Now they're having problems with raw diet because of the bird flu. They're finding bird flu in a lot of raw diets. So if it's lab grown, I can't imagine it would be affected in any way from bird flu. So, or anything that may come in the future. But I guess we got to look at it and test it and see what it tastes like. I don't really eat meat that much meat anymore, if at all. Beef and pork. I do eat chicken and fish. But the thing is that, you know, when we start growing our food in labs, it's a little strange, but that may be the way that we move in the future, because bird flu has gotten out of hand, you know, starting with wild birds into our poultry farms, and thousands on thousands on thousands of birds were killed. Now it's in our cattle. Mm-hmm. Cats are coming, getting it from the raw milk from a lot of farms. People are now getting it. The biggest fear that they're worried about, and I haven't heard anything more on it, is a breaking out into a pandemic where it becomes possible from going from human to human. That will be another big scare. And you thought COVID was bad, and this one might be a lot worse.
Yeah.
So hopefully it doesn't go that way.
Well, and that's why eggs are so high right now, because they had to kill so many chickens.
Right, 100%. And, you know, the thing is, you can eat eggs, to my understanding, the way I've heard it, is that you can eat the eggs, but you got to make sure you cook them well. So if you're afraid of eating eggs, you don't want to have them sunny side up or anything like that. You want to make sure that they're totally cooked, because if they're runny, that could expose some of the, you know, the virus. So be very careful with that. But we're looking for the trivia answer. We want to know that these creatures can eat almost anything and survive for long periods with almost nothing. So researchers in cancer labs, which quite interesting actually, have fed them highly toxic carcinogens, which they ingest it regularly, and they died of an old age. So, you know, we can't go without our sciences out there and our experiments in the world of these creatures and stuff, because when we have them on certain animals, it does, like this type of household pest, it does lead into cures, hopefully, for people. So things like that do happen. But then there's also research that they do for no reason at all, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, anyway. Hopefully now that...
Exactly. I don't know where she went. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors.
So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
There's a certain majesty to seeing an owl, and especially a snowy owl. Soaring down to the United States during non-breeding season, these large, regal birds have become iconic for their beauty. In the case of females in juvenile snowy owl, lawless white and barred gray feathers pair perfectly with the set of stunning yellow eyes. When you see a snowy, it's you who feels seen. Birders in Michigan this year, however, have gotten to witness a surprising rarity. A notably unique snowy appeared this winter, a bird with red-orange coloration on its head and wings. How did this happen? What could have caused it? There are circulating potential explanations for the snowy owl's fiery feathers. The first would be an accidental run-in accident that left the bird with uncommon coloring. Some have hypothesized that this snowy might have been sprayed with a flame retardant, come into contact, or been tagged with paint, or even gotten doused with de-icing fluid near an airport. The other theory takes a more scientific approach, that the animal got exposed probably to something unique, but it would say, you know, you can't be sure. It could have happened to the mother, and the mom would have passed that on to the young. Further explains that there would be a result of abnormalities in the bird's melanin. In short, something in the biological process of the bird's melanin production would have had it happen to get the bird to display red rather than all white feathers. Lastly, and it's even more humorous and not likely, but the explanation in Redditor or birding is it was stuffing its face with Cheetos. In particular, snowy owl was the last sighted in the Huron County area of Michigan, so any birders located in that portion of the state might be in luck. As a reminder, while it's exciting to see a once-in-a-lifetime bird, it's safest to observe owls and other wildlife from a distance. Always show respect to the bird and other birders. Do not disturb or disrupt the owl in any way. And regardless of what caused its coloring, do not attempt to feed it Cheetos. Reporter Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Due to the death of Gene Hackman and his wife, hantavirus has entered into the mainstream media. Hantaviruses can infect and cause serious disease in people worldwide. People get hantavirus from contact with rodents like rats and mice, especially when exposed to their urine, droppings, or saliva. It can also spread through a bite or scratch by a rodent, but this is rare. Hantaviruses cause two syndromes. Hantaviruses are found in the Western Hemisphere, including here in the United States. Can cause hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, known as HPS. The most common hantavirus that causes HPS is the U.S. In the U.S., is spread by deer mice. Hemorrhagic fever and renal syndrome, HFRS, is a group of clinically similar illnesses caused by hantaviruses found mostly in Europe and Asia. However, Solvirus, a type of hantavirus that causes HFRS, is found worldwide, including in the United States. There is no specific treatment for hantavirus infection. Patients should receive supportive care, including rest, hydration, and treatment of symptoms. HPS can cause breathing difficulties, and patients may need breathing support, such as intubation. Intubation is a medical procedure where a tube is placed in the lungs from the mouth to help the patient get oxygen. HFRS can disrupt kidney function. Patients with HFRS may need dialysis to remove toxins from the blood and maintain the right balance of fluids in the body when the kidneys aren't working well. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That trivia question is out there. We want to know, pick up the phone and call us if you know the answer. These creatures can eat almost anything and survive for long periods with almost nothing. Researchers in cancer labs have fed them highly toxic carcinogens, which they ingested regularly until they actually died of old age. What creature is that? I'll tell you, you will find them in your home. And if I have one in my house, because we live in the tropics, they're all over the place down here. My cats love to play with them. This is one way I get to find them. And flushing them down the toilet doesn't help because they find their way back. Just remember that. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. What creatures are they? You know, I don't have them. I find it interesting with these creatures, though, that they can feed them almost anything, which is true. I mean, you know, these creatures live through nuclear bombs, basically. But the thing that I find interesting is that they're fed, like, highly toxic carcinogens, and it doesn't affect them at all. So there's got to be something that we can learn from that when it comes to cancer. As you know, I lost my sister 3 years ago to cancer. And, you know, so I know what it's like to watch someone go through cancer. And it's not anything that
devastating.
would want anybody to have to go through. And I'm sure many people have watched it or been with someone that did. But it's a frightening disease. So, but tell us. 818-818-6401, what creatures are these? I mean, I heard you can actually cut their head off and they'll still live for like 2 weeks. 818-818-6401, what creature is it? Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can pick a prize. Like Life Boost Coffee, you can go also with Vitacraft Treats for your cats. We have the dog treats from supplements from Good Pets Foods. I've got little booties for a small dog. I've got a collapsible water bowl. We also have a penguin bracelet. And an easy walk harness for a chihuahua-sized dog. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. And don't forget, if you want coffee from Life Boost Coffee, go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, and you can get 58% off your first order, and I highly recommend that you do. You look like you want to say something, Lexi.
No.
No?
Not really. I was thinking about it, but then I'm like, nah.
I know there's something there. I just can't figure out what it is. You know, there's a lot of stories on TalkinPets.com that don't make it on the air about animals and everything. And if you go to the website, and you know, you could just click on the news there. And there's a lot of ones on there. And one of them happens to deal with pigs. And there's quite an interesting story about pigs, the way they're raising them now as organ transplants for humans.
And, great article.
Yeah,
I loved it.
And they're trying to figure out how to make them compatible because they've used, like, kidneys and all, I think even a pig heart, I believe.
Yes.
And it just didn't, there was like an enzyme in it that wasn't copacetic with the human body. But they're trying to come around that now, so they are working with it. But we're going to go out to Scott in San Diego. And Scott, do you think you know what creature we're talking about?
Well, without looking on Google, I'm just going to say it's probably some form of a parasite. I mean, there's hundreds of them that live in our bodies as we don't even realize it a lot of times. A lot of people don't. So I would think it could be just a standard household parasite. And as far as cancer, I'm sure you've heard the stories about how that even exists. And cancer is actually a good thing in our body, but a tumor is, that is. And the reason why is the tumor houses the cancer cells. When they do a biopsy, that is when trouble happens.
Well, that could be. That could be. But when your answer was parasite,
If I wanted to talk to a vegetable, I would have bought one at the market.
You're wrong. Sorry. But you are right about, you know, we do have parasites all over our bodies and all. And, I mean, it's kind of gross, but we actually do, as well as on the inside. So, Scott, thank you for that one. But
at least I didn't cheat and look on Google.
Yeah. Actually, yes. You can check that out there. But we're still looking for the answer. I mean, I gave you some good hints. I mean, a nuclear bomb doesn't even kill these creatures. They've lived as long as the dinosaur, put it that way. And you can find them in most households, I think even up north. Not as much up north. They're mostly in the warmer climates,
they're
I would
gross.
Say. Yeah, they don't bother me as much as a spider does. I hate spiders.
Yeah, they gross me out more than spiders.
I could tell if one's in my house. I mean, I get my house sprayed all the time. But I could tell if one gets in here because my cats will go 240 on it. But you got to remember, flushing it does no good because they find their way back. So, and releasing it outside, why? There's too many of them now. 818-818-6401, that's the number. 818-818-6401. Call, take a guess, and we've got Life Boost Coffee, Vitacraft, treats for your cats, Good Pets Foods, treats for your dogs. If you know the answer that we're looking for.
I do have a tragic story. Tragic. It's really upsetting. So my mom is moving, and she gave us her couch. And so we're putting this couch. It's a very big couch. It's like 13 feet long. Where we needed to put this couch, we had a fish tank there. It's a 40-gallon or about that. And we needed to move this fish tank. Well, in order to move it, you have to lower the water, obviously, because you can't move a full fish tank. And so we lowered it to a lot. I had 4 goldfish in there and then a dragonfish or a dinosaur beecher. It's a dragonfish, essentially. And I've had these fish for many, many years. And so when we moved it, it went fine. Everything was good. Well, my husband, Danny, decided to take a shortcut, and he just filled the tank up way too quickly with hose water.
And he killed
all my fish. And, like, the dragonfish I've had for probably close to, 5 years. And then the other ones I've had for 3, the goldfish, they were just fair fish. But, yeah, I cried. I was so upset because it was, like, really heartbreaking to, like, they suffered, unfortunately.
Did you have
really
a funeral?
No, we just threw them in the creek. But he did buy... So then we have other goldfish. I have a fancy tail and a Blackmore goldfish, which are like the pop-eyed ones. And he moved them into the big tank. We cleaned it. We cleaned the tank really, really good.
There
and then
are chemicals you can buy at a store that will kill the chlorine in the water. And not the fish, but
basically... We didn't need to do it slower. There's a way to do it. We knew the way to do it. He just... was rushing it, and I understand why he did it. He only has one day off a week.
And you're sure they were dead and not in shock?
Because 100%. They were, okay. No, 100%.
Well, their eyes went back in their head, and the scales fell off.
It was...
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Talking Pets.
Definitely not shocked they were dead.
Okay.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Did you know your daily cup of coffee could be hiding harmful toxins? Most coffee is drenched in pesticides, but not Life Boost. We're Dr. Crafted and certified organic. Third-party tested for 450-plus toxins like molds, glyphosate, and heavy metals. Just to make sure, because your health deserves more than a caffeine fix. Life Boost isn't just clean, it's powerful. Packed with antioxidants to support brain, heart, and metabolic health without the toxins. Love your cup, love your body. So go right now to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and get 58% off your first order. But hurry, this deal won't brew forever. Life Boost Coffee, crafted for your health, loved by your taste buds. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
An Oklahoma man was arrested and is facing cruelty charges after three puppies froze to death in his yard when the outside temperature dipped to just 4 degrees. According to sources, a neighbor called the police after finding three dead puppies in 74-year-old Troy Pierce's yard. The neighbor took the mother dog and surviving puppies to his house to warm them up before calling the authorities for help. Responding officers questioned Pierce about the dog and the puppies, and he admitted that the last time he had checked on them was the day before. The puppies had already died, and he'd left the mother dog and the surviving puppies outside anyway. The police said the dog had no hay or blankets, and their food and water were frozen solid. Casey Roebuck with the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office tells News on 6, "There was no hay, there was no blankets, no warming elements, there was no water, that wasn't frozen. There was dog food, it was frozen solid. All of these conditions were not legal. If you are a pet owner, you have to provide adequate shelter, food, and fresh water. The surviving dogs were taken in by the Tulsa County Animal Control. Pierce was arrested on 3 counts of felony animal cruelty. He quickly bonded out." Check out www.animalvictory.org for more information and petitions to help animals in need. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number's 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. So we want to talk to you. I want to give a shout-out to Bob Carter. Heard. He knows what I mean. So 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. I have a tendency of eating my mic. 818-818-6401. Where is that big manly voice that I have?
Lord.
Shut up. You know, you didn't even sing me happy birthday.
It's not your birthday. I'll be calling you on Monday and singing to you. You know I always do.
Fine, be that way.
Did you get your card yet?
No.
Oh.
The trivia question's still out there. What creature is this? And I mean, I'll give you a lot of hints here. Pest control usually comes out and takes care of it. They're nasty. I think they're ugly. Basically, if you got one, you probably got more. And your cats will chase them around the house like crazy.
You never want to go to a restaurant and see one of these.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, that's right, spot on.
So we want to know what creature it is. Call 818-818-6401. I was in a restaurant, and I was sitting right next to a bunch of people at the table next to me, and it was a fancy restaurant. And all of a sudden, we're sitting there eating dinner, and I hear this huge scream, and it was the woman at the table next to me.
Ugh.
And when I looked over, on the top of her mashed potatoes,
ew.
I saw it climb right to the top of the mashed potatoes. Right. And I can't believe, like, I don't know, like, The management didn't say anything.
Did it close down?
No, and they took the food away from her. I don't even know if they left. I didn't leave when we were there still. And we didn't leave either, which was a little...
concerning.
Yeah, but you know, when you live in the tropics, you're going to have all these kind of creatures. And we're going to go out to Oceanside and see if Steve knows what creature we're talking about. Steve, what creature are we talking about? You can cut its head off and it could still live for 2 weeks.
Cockroach.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations. I'm glad you got that one. So what do you want to go with, Steve? We have Life Boost Coffee. We have cat treats from VitaCraft. We also have treats for dogs from Good Pets Foods. I've got little booties if you got a small dog. I've got collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, and a harness for like a chihuahua from Easy Walk.
The harness.
You got it coming out to you. I hope you have a chihuahua.
Did you have a penguin?
I do, actually. I have a penguin bracelet. It's a little more on the kid side, of course, but it's cute.
I married a kid.
Oh. Well, there you go. Does she like penguins?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want that instead?
Yes, sir.
We got the bracelet coming out to you.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
So stay on the line, talk with Sydney, and we'll get your address, and we'll ship it out to you there in Oceanside. Thanks, Steve.
Oh. I wonder if my husband would do that for me.
Lexi, that was sweet, wasn't it?
That was sweet.
So, it's cute, that. Though, isn't it? I mean, the little, it's like a little penguin bracelet.
It's not a kid thing. It's cute.
It's heavy, actually. It's very heavy.
Yeah.
But it's cute. It's all different penguins in different ways. So, here's a real quick trivia question. I don't think it's that hard. And if you can call in the next minute, you can. We'll hook you up with coffee or treats or whatever. The penguin bracelet is gone. But speaking of penguins... What does one penguin give another penguin to show its love? What gift?
There's a whole movie about it.
What gift do they give each other as a showing?
It's not March of the Penguins.
As a showing of love. They give this item, this earth item.
There's a whole movie, a children's movie, that is called This and the Penguin.
818-818-6401. If you can answer that real quick, we'll send you out a prize. Maybe you want to go with coffee. Maybe you want cat treats or whatever. But what does one penguin give another penguin as a sign of love?
It sounds like a joke, set up for a joke. What did one penguin say to the other penguin?
Is that really a joke?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I don't have a I don't have a punchline.
818-818-6401. If you know what it is, call right now because we're saying goodbye for the hour. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. See, I'm still eating my mic. It's a bad habit. So, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you know what you think it is. But spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. Take care, Jelly Bean. Okay.
Hopefully that storm didn't get her.
Well... From all of us, we say goodbye. Thanks for joining us. Same pet time, same pet channel, every day on Talking Pets. And don't forget, go to TalkingPets.com and check out the trip to Costa Rica. I'd love you to join us. Happy trails. And it's a rock, by the way. Bye for
it's
now.
It's a pebble.
Either way.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.